Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Good evening. You have reached another edition of Journeys into the Light with John White, a registered medium from Lilydale, New York. Tonight, before your political debate, we're going to have a nice spiritual discussion. We have a special guest, Tom Newman. We are here in Santa Fe with Tom, where he does many mediumship and spiritual workshops, and he is enlightening the group out here. He came from Sarasota, Florida, where he was the senior pastor, if I'm getting that right, Tom, the senior pastor of the Sarasota Center of Light, formerly known as the Shrine of the Master.
17 years.
And Tom actually has taught at Lilydale a number of times, including classes eight times at Lilydale, classes on dowsing, and I know that you talk a lot about past lives as well. Spirit guides and angels, and Tom actually manages to get some of the most gifted, renowned mediums from all across the world, and so it is truly, you know, a gift to the Santa Fe area, and in fact, anywhere that Tom goes, so we're lucky to have him on the show again tonight. Tom, welcome.
Hey, thank you, Joyce. It's a pleasure to be here, as always, and to have you and John join us for some teaching and mediumship. So here we go.
Okay, and this is John White. Hello, everybody out there. The Lilydale catalog will be out very soon, and you can get it by going to lilydaleassembly.com. We're going to have an exciting year this year.
And I just wanted to point out, John, since you mentioned about the catalog and the website, that it is being worked on. I know that some people here in Santa Fe are very anxious to get the information. They were a little frustrated it wasn't on the Lilydale website. So if you are like those people and you're trying to find information, just be patient, because I have been told by some good sources that the Lilydale website is going to be updated with all the summer workshops and classes approximately March 2nd, and they're going to be sending out the catalogs March 16th. So if you're waiting, or if you want to get on that list to get a catalog, just email the Lilydale office, info@lilydaleassembly.com. And of course, you can log on and check for updates. So, Tom, you are a big proponent and advocate for physical mediumship.
I am.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, I think physical mediumship is a verification of the teachings that we learn from the spirit realm. Dorothy Flexer, she and her husband, Russell, they were part of Clifford Bias's Spiritualist Episcopal Church. It was founded in 1941. She was a trumpet medium. And at that time, many trumpet mediums focused on reunions, individuals being able to greet their loved ones and family members who were in the spirit world for quite a while. But the Flexers and Clifford Bias and John Bunker and Robert Chaney, those were the three that started this new denomination. They said, their feeling was, let's talk to the people in spirit and find out what they know about the overall view of life, with what we would call the grand design. And so that's where the focus was for the Flexers. Dorothy remained a trumpet medium until her passing in 96. She was 82 years of age. So anyway, I'm pretty much of the same line of thought. I think there's a lot we can learn from the spirit realm. Certainly they have no interest in living our lives, but there is an interest in giving us some of the clues that would help us to figure out the mysteries, the great mysteries of life, why we're here, what we are intending to do as far as the soul growth. So anyway, I find that physical mediumship also, you know, today truth has many faces. And, you know, I'm getting to an age where I don't want to listen to somebody's best guess. I don't want to listen to somebody's propaganda. I want to just listen to the truth. So I find we can get closest to the truth by talking directly to the teachers in the spirit world. Now, certainly not everybody there is an expert on mediumship or physical phenomena, but I know where teachers and guides are. And so, you know, after Dorothy made her transition, a year later, we came into contact with Don Nagar, who was another physical medium, trumpet medium from Chesterfield. So he was with us for 7 years. And since then, 2005 till onward, there's enough people that have contact, you know, direct mediumship or deep trance mediumship, that we can still speak to these guides and the very enlightened guides and teachers. And so we can keep going from there. I'm a big proponent of that. Many of the mediums we bring in from, we're bringing seven in from a couple in the U.S. and the rest are from overseas. They have the ability to go into trance or to trance spirit teachers. And so we can ask them questions and things of that nature. So, yes, I'm a big proponent of physical mediumship.
Okay. Now, at Lilydale, a long time ago, there used to be physical phenomena. And actually, Emmy Checkins, who started the Church of the Living Spirit, her grandmother was a very famous trumpet medium herself. So, okay.
Now, is she the one whose portrait stares out at you?
Yes.
When you're attending the church service?
Yes. And when you walk into the church service, you look at her and you know that you have to behave.
Okay. Right. Very intimidating stare.
Now, Tom, I was also at Chesterfield, Indiana a long time ago. And actually, Don and I were in a similar classes, and I took care of the art gallery and museum. In a nutshell, can you go over some of the different phases of physical mediumship and put it in a way that the person who doesn't know too much about it could try to get a concept of it?
All right. If you think about it, the most common form of mediumship today is, of course, mental mediumship, where the medium is communicated with by spirit guides and loved ones. Physical mediumship requires the use of the physical body or the physical energies of the medium. I would say, from what I have experienced, the most common form of physical mediumship is deep trance. That's where the medium is able to go into trance and spirit can use their physical body to communicate with those that have gathered. I don't know of any trumpet mediums today that are full-time trumpet mediums. They were quite popular in the 50s, 60s, 70s of our last century. I know that David Thompson, he is one of my favorites. He's a materialization medium. I would say materialization and spirit art cards are two of the rarest of physical mediumship phenomena.
Tom, can you just elaborate on spirit art cards? Because I think most people don't know what that is.
Okay. There is a medium in Hoyt Robinette in Chesterfield who is, I understand, this doesn't come from him, but in all of my contacts throughout the world, nobody knows of any other mediums whose spirit team can produce spirit art cards. What he does, he has a basket, a tightly woven basket, and he will show it to everyone. He will do 25 people at one sitting. So we had him here in Santa Fe in 2014, 15, and 16. And he has a family member that has medical issues, so he's not been able to come here the last 3 years. But what he does, I pick up a package of 100 index cards that are white on both sides, and I leave them, I get them at Office Depot, and I leave them wrapped in the packaging. And he'll take that, he'll hand it to somebody, and he'll say, open that and see if there are any markings on the cards. Well, of course, there aren't any. They just came from the store. He'll take a third of the cards, and he'll drop them into the basket, just randomly drop them in. Then he has a bag filled with colored pens, Sharpies, and different types of high-grade crayons. He'll take two handfuls of those and drop them in on top of the cards. Then another layer of cards, markers. Now the basket's full. He puts a tight lid on the top of it. And then it sits on the table for an hour. In the meantime, everyone has filled out a billet. Now, a billet is a 4-inch by 4-inch piece of paper that is pretty popular in many spiritualist churches. And it will say, address your billet to loved ones and guides in the spirit world. You do that, you write their names down, and then you write a question, and then you sign your name and fold it in half. They're picked up, and Hoyt has a wooden box that he'll dump all the billets in on one side of the box, and he puts on medical tape, two long strands across, horizontally across his eyes. Then he'll put two diagonal pieces on top of those over each eye, and then he puts a black mask, sleep mask on. Then he'll, so he can't see anything. He'll reach down and pick up 7 or 8 billets in his left hand, and then one at a time, he will take one billet at a time, and he'll get impressions on who has come to be recognized for the person whose billet he has in his hand. And he'll say, I have a Dr. Jameson here. I have a white oak here. I have a pansy here. And someone will recognize those names and say, well, I can take that. And then he'll proceed to give you more names. And sometimes he'll say, oh, your grandmother Ethel is here, and she wants to know why you didn't put her name on the billet. You know, a little humor there. And then Hoyt Spirit will give him the answer to the question. And they do it in such a way that nobody can tell what the question was, but the person who originated it. He'll give the answer verbally to the person. And many times he will tell them, your card is done, or they're almost finished with your card. And on the cards, which once the billets are all, he's gone through everyone's billet, then he'll pull all the paraphernalia off, all the tape and the black mask. He opens up the basket, and there'll be a card for every person in the room. On one side of the card will be names, be your name, and there'll be names of spirit guides, loved ones. And on the other side will be a painting. It will be a painting generally of a spirit guide. And he most of the time he will tell you when it's your turn with your billet, he'll say, oh, by the way, your master teacher, Master Joshua, is going to be on your card. It's phenomenal. I mean, there's no way this is not, 1,000%, because there's no way that he would know who's going to be on those cards except spirit telling him that. So that's the spirit art card. Hoyt sat for 17 years before he had the first mark on a card.
Wow.
Every day in meditation. another phenomena, which there's a handful of materialization mediums in the world. David Thompson is one that I work with. I've sat with several others. And David will go into trance. It's in a totally darkened room, and spirit will draw. He allows himself to be tied into a chair. That's something I would never do. But he's from England. He lives in New Zealand, Auckland, New Zealand. His hands are bound to the chair with cat collars.
Oh, wow.
And his team will put a tie wrap through the buckle of each cat collar and cinch it down, cut off the excess. So there's no way to get untied from the chair without wire cutters. He has a gag in his mouth. I enjoy that part a lot, helping to put that there. Tie wrap through the knot in the back of the head. And then he'll have two straps that tie his legs to the legs of the chair. He also puts on a cardigan sweater, and he has five tie wraps that go down the front of the sweater. He's in deep trance. Spirit is drawing ectoplasm, which is made by the pancreas. His body makes copious amounts of it. They draw it out through the side of the mouth to the side of the gag and out of his nose. And it's like a white gauzy material. It pools at the base of his feet. And then a spirit person, of course, they don't have a physical body, but they have an etheric body. Mm-hmm. They stand in the ectoplasm, and it will coat their etheric body like iron filings would coat a magnet. And they take on physical form. They walk around the room. They speak. They can touch you. They'll ask permission first. And it's fascinating. And his team's purpose is to prove life after death. So each of his team members has a particular function that they do. On some, in every seance, I've sat in 55 of these in four different countries. I'm fascinated by physical phenomena. And if we're lucky, after David's guides come in and do their different things, and Louis Armstrong is a part of his spirit team, Louis will come in and he'll say, I'm what they call the circle leader. I'm in charge of the humans in the room. And he'll say, Mr. Tom, can you put on my song? And David will have given us a CD with about 10 or 11 songs on it. One of them would be It's a Wonderful World or Hello, Dolly. And then there's another fellow there that plays the music. And he'll put Louis' song on, and Louis will sing along with the song. Mm-hmm. And we normally have a 4x8 piece of plywood in the center of the room on the floor, so you can hear them walking on the plywood. And Louis will stand on the plywood, and he'll use one foot and keep beat of the music by tapping on the plywood. Sometimes, if we're very lucky, he will say, he'll come over to where I'm seated, and he'll say, Mr. Tom, do you have my harmonica? And there's a black bag under my chair with a pair of drumsticks and ping pong ball that's got luminescent tape on it. And I'll reach in and get the harmonica, and I'll hold it in my hand, extend it out. He'll walk over, and he'll take it out of my hand, and then he'll play a song on the harmonica. And, oh, my gosh. Yeah. If we're fortunate, somebody famous will come in, and if we're especially fortunate, one or two loved ones of the people in the room will come in. Mm-hmm. And to me, that is very meaningful, because I can spend hours and hours and hours sharing just wonderful stories of people reuniting with their loved ones. So those are the two. You know, the deep trance is, again, that's the most popular of the physical phenomena that exist today.
Okay. Now, some of you didn't understand what Tom was talking about when he said white fog coming out of the mouth. And you've never heard of that before? Well, all you need to do is go to your Bible. When Jesus was on the mountain, James, John, and Peter went with Jesus. Jesus went on the mountain, went into a trance, and there's a white cloud over Jesus' head, which is the ectoplasm. A voice comes out of the cloud, which is independent voice, and Moses and
Elijah,
yes, a solid materialization.
Right.
So if you know how to read your Bible and other spiritual books, then you'll understand that physical and spiritual phenomena was contained in all the Bibles, if you know how to read in between the lines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so at this time, actually in Lilydale pretty soon, there is a event at the Healing Temple, right? And so people can go to the Healing Temple and receive messages and get healing.
And that would be every Wednesday night at the Healing Temple, free healings and messages. And that's open to everybody. You don't have to be a member of the church or a spiritualist. You can come and experience the healing no matter what walk of life you come from. That's at the Healing Temple in Lilydale. And for those of you listeners who don't know where Lilydale is, it's about an hour south of Buffalo, or an hour and 15 minutes south of Niagara Falls. And John, actually, we have a few callers and people who have sent you questions already by text. If you would like to call in, the number is 818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818. And we have special guest Tom Newman with us here in Santa Fe. And Tom has many talents, some of the top of which are mediumship. And I don't see the dowsing rods, Tom, but I know that they're never far.
Later tonight, they're downstairs.
Okay, so maybe if a caller would like you to answer a question,
sure.
Can you talk just a little bit about your dowsing rod?
Yes, I took a workshop probably 10 years ago from a dowser, and professional dowser, and his focus was on finding detrimental and beneficial fields of energy in one's home. And so I, you know, got some basics there, but I wanted to go further with the dowsing rods, and have been able to use them to verify information, find spirit people in the room. In fact, you can verify something going on several thousand miles away, and the rods respond in just a few seconds when you ask a question. It's your spirit, it's your soul energy that moves the rods. It's not the spirit guides. But they're very much aware of what I do with those rods. And I find them, again, another tool. And you could say, technically, it's a part of physical mediumship because you're using the body to produce some type of phenomena. Not many people use dowsing rods, but I will, before I start any reading or a class, I'll see how many spirit people are in the room. And I use the rods to verify how many are there. Now, for the classes, we generally have, if I have 10 or 11 people in a class, or even 6 or 7 in a class, generally there'll be between 8 and 9,000 spirit people in the room. And, I asked one of my teachers one time, I said, why do all these people show up? And his answer was, they want to see the work being done. You know, they want to see the teachings that are being shared here. My feeling is I sat in spirit trumpet classes for 40 years, 33 with Dorothy Flexer and 7 with Don DeGar, and learned that we could ask questions in any of those classes. So learned a great deal. And I, in turn, that is what I teach. And I still consider myself a student. I'm still learning, still growing, and yet I have an opportunity to also teach the truths of life. There are, I'll say humbly, there are very few people on the earth that have the same level of experience that I do. In the classes I sat in, there's only 2 other people still living that were in those classes. One's my sister, who's 2 years younger. Another is another friend, who's 57. And everyone else is in the spirit world.
Well, Tom, speaking of the spirit world, I'm hoping we have a caller, actually, who would like the both of you guys to tune into the spirit world for her and see if you can connect with her son. This is Shelley from Oklahoma. Shelley, are you on the air with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Shelley. This is John. How can we help? Good evening. How can we help you tonight?
I would love to hear something from my son. I haven't heard from him in a while, and tonight's my birthday, and I want to hear him at least say something.
Tonight's your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have to wait for him. I feel his presence, but he has to come a little bit closer to me. Okay. I get a feeling that he sits at the edge of your bed sometimes. Do you ever feel him in your room?
Yeah, I do.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how old he is because, see, the situation is on the other side of life. They can come at different ages, okay? So he's looking around 18 or 19 years old. How old was he when he passed on?
17. He was 1 month away from turning 18.
Okay, so he's very close to what he was when he was here. That's very interesting. Okay? Okay. He wants to give you a box of chocolates. Do you like chocolates?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. He gave me, I think he nibbled on some of them before he gave them to you. That's the impression. That's the impression that I got. Okay? And I get a feeling of he's brushing his hair back. Did he have long hair?
No, but he was always using that gel stuff to make it really stiff and stick straight up. So, yeah, he was always
okay.
doing
he's
his
playing,
hair like that.
He's playing with his hair. Okay. Now, I hear a song. It's an old song, but sometimes they use songs. There's an old song by who sang that song? I just called to say I love you. I just called to say I love you. I hear that song in my mind. Okay? Now, I believe in synchronicity. So in the next little while, you'll be minding your own business, and you'll walk into a place, and all of a sudden that song will be on the air. Okay. Sometimes I get a feeling of him touching your hand. Have you ever felt his touch from spirit?
Yes, I have. I've felt him really close quite a few. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to pass over to my colleague here, Tom, who is a medium also.
Actually,
thank
I
you.
Have to confess I'm actually an extra large, but I'm working on getting down to large, then medium. What is the first name of your son?
Zachary.
Mm-hmm. You know, I went downstairs and got the dowsing rods. And when I was walking down, I had the feeling from him that one of the things he wants to let you know is that it's very different than what he thought, you know, the spirit world. He's saying
right.
It's a very safe and loving place. And, you know, he, in a lot of ways, he was an 18-year-old teenager doing, you know, crazy things that teenagers do. But he did have a desire to learn the great mysteries of life. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah.
He wanted to learn how things worked. And that was part of his nature. Because I'm asking him, what are you doing over there? You know, they don't have to sleep and you know, they can really max. They have a different time. It doesn't really exist over there the way it does here. But he's learning to fill in the pieces that he didn't have. And he's saying, this is very different. I sense his presence up here, presence between John and I. He's saying, I did not know anything about this type of communication. It's very different. But he wants you to know, and he's also reunited with several of the family members that he didn't know that well. Do you understand what he would be talking about? He's reunited with them over there. And, you know, when he gets over there, one of the first things they do is after he's greeted, you know, and when he steps out of the body, one of the first things they do is start having reunions and parties and dinners. And he said he's just about dinnered out.
I can't hardly believe that one.
Well, apparently he has to be very nice to a lot of people that he doesn't really know that well. I think that's the part he's referring to. He does like to eat.
I'm sure. He never did like big dinners or people that he didn't like or know.
Yeah. Well, they still hold on to a lot of their personality traits, but he's seeing things. He wants you to know, and he's saying this again to me, and this is something that He wants to make sure it's clear to you. He says, it's very safe here. There's nothing to be fearful of. There are no, you know, as you know, heaven, hell are states of mind. They're not places we go to be rewarded or punished. You know, we all go to the spirit world. So he's thriving. He wants you to know that. He's also saying that he's finishing his education, and that's a big deal. Okay?
Good. Awesome.
He wants you to be proud of him.
I'm very proud of him.
Well,
that's good.
I'm
glad.
He's just a thought away.
Okay. You know, he says, Mom, are you thinking of getting your hair done?
Well, it needs it.
Okay. Well, he just wants you to go out and get your hair done, Mom. Okay?
Awesome. Wow.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much for calling us tonight, honey.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You have a great night.
Thank you, Shelley. You are listening to Journeys of the Light with John White, a registered medium from Lilydale, New York, and our special guest, Tom Newman, here in Santa Fe, a fellow medium, teacher, spiritual teacher, and host of many mediums from all around the world. Tom just does so much. It would be impossible to list everything. But John and Tom, we actually have a few questions from people who have sent you messages by text, and also we have a few callers on the line still. So first, we're going to ask Sarah from Santa Ana, California. She just wants to know if you could tune in to see if her angels and guides have any special messages
and
for her.
The whole name?
Sarah.
Okay. You know, as I'm tuning into her, I get a feeling of, I don't know if there's a father or a person that would be like a father to her that wants to come around her. I'm also seeing the color yellow. And to me, yellow represents at this time a higher guide, a higher teacher. And she's been thinking of doing some courses and putting them in the back of her mind. They would like her to get on with those courses. Tom, what do you sense for this young lady?
No, I'm getting the same thing. They're saying that this is a period of transformation for her. And if she has a stronger feeling coming from within, would be at the soul level, to have a greater connection to the divine and also to be of greater service to other people. And so they're saying that in order to do that, you have the desire, you have the ability, but you need the techniques and you need the knowledge. And you have dabbled in, you know, some classes and some books, but they are ready to impress you to add to your abilities, because you are going to help transform people and increase their awareness of spiritual truth.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, and now we have a caller who's been patiently waiting. This is Nicole from New York City. And actually, Nicole has a question for you, spiritual question, regarding connecting with spirit and protection. She says that she always seems to have a situation after she does a protection prayer prior to a reading that certain departed loved ones won't come in. She kind of wants to know, do spirit guides stop you from connecting with some spirits? So Nicole from New York City,
Hi.
Are you here with us?
I'm here. Thank you for taking my call. Hi, Joyce, John. And Tom.
Okay, thank you very much. You know, I'm going to pass you to our special guest tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, Nicole.
So, hi. So I am a practicing medium.
Hi,
Tom. I am a practicing medium. I work at a lot of psychic fairs. And here's what I struggle with. When I do a protection prayer, and I'm not sure if you do that, and I ask for those of the light to step forward, clearly communicate with me the messages that the sitter needs to hear at this time. What I find is sometimes that the ones of the light come in, and then there's someone that they want to speak with, and I feel that there's a guide that I have who shakes his head and says no. I'm wondering if you've experienced that, and I don't know how to handle that in that situation.
No, I think I have an idea of what you're speaking of. One thing to keep in mind, your guides, what we would call the primary guides, they're very evolved, very intelligent. They know what you want, and they know what's going on and what they can provide. The only time that somebody would be prohibited from contacting you would be if the individual was ignorant, and if that person didn't have anything of value to communicate to you with. That's why you'll see a lot of spiritual teachers will say, you know, stay away from the Ouija board because you don't know who's on the other end of the planchette.
Right.
You have a Native American protector, and the only time that there would be a negative entity near you would be if you opened your mind and invited them. And I know that's not what you're doing. I think the interpretation you're being given is there's something missing from that explanation. Because we as sensitive beings, we can pick up energy from other people, you know, other people's energy fields. And if somebody is depressed or if they're negative and the glass is always half full and all that, or half empty rather, then we don't want to take that energy into us. So the protection prayer that I use, I simply say, the light of God surrounds me and protects me. And I don't have any doubts at all that that will take place. And I've been doing this communication stuff for 56 years. So, and I've never had a negative source. Go ahead.
So I'm wondering, I'm wondering if it's my guide who's blocking that spirit for coming in, or is it the ancestors of the sitter who are saying no. Like, I'm always confused about that. I can't pick it up. Like, it's just there's a block there. They want to call someone in.
Yeah.
Like, I get a big no. And I don't know how to tell the sitter that, and or I don't know if it's the ancestors or my guide. I get very confused, but it's a big X mark.
No, let me help you. Let me help you with this. There are several spiritual laws that are in place that everyone has to abide by. One of them is they have to honor your free will. So you're talking about you're bringing in spirit loved ones to a client. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Well, see, and those the ancestors of that client, they would not have the authority to determine who comes in and who doesn't. That would be up to, you know, the primary guides that work with you and that work with the client. So there's something missing there. John, do you have a...
Okay. We'd like to thank you for calling. That's all the time we have right now. Okay, honey?
Okay. All right. Thank you for your help. That was very helpful. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you very much. Okay. Okay. We have a Mary Ann from South Carolina. And she wants to know if there's any loved ones around her.
In spirits.
Okay. I do feel a father's energy around her when I'm tuning into you. And there's a person coming like an ant. I can't get more than that. And there's a lady here that says that Marianne has some of her jewelry, with her. Now, there's a man here that he must have smoked a lot. I don't know if it was a pipe or a cigar, but I'm smelling all this smoke around you, okay? And so that's some of the beings I see around you. Now, because I'm a little bit of a medical intuitive, there's a lady here that was very close to you, had a cancerous condition before she passed on, and I feel her presence around you also. And she would like to thank you for your prayers, okay? And that's what I get, honey. We're running a little bit short of time, so... Is there anything else, Joyce, that would you like us to talk about tonight?
Oh, yes. Actually, we have someone who has been patiently waiting for you and Tom to tune in. Dale from Hannibal, New York. He wants to know if you can tune in to see what gifts he has and which ones he should work on. And also, Do you see him at Lilydale in a class in the future?
Okay.
He says he's a big fan.
Okay, again, we're going to honor our special guest tonight, Tom Newman.
Dale, is Dale online? Oh, he wrote in, texted. Dale, one of the energies I have is the healing energy. And I feel that you have, my hands are lit up with energy, and I'm taking that on from you. It is a matter of learning the techniques, and I think you have, I'm going to say the heart, you have the desire to help people to not suffer physically. You have the desire to see people healed from their physical challenges. So what you need to do is find a teacher who knows what they're doing, and also read some material that I think Barbara Brennan's book, Hands of Light, is one of the foundation books that all healers should have. But again, anyone can be a healer. It's just a matter of, you know, focusing on, you're directing the energy from the divine source, and it's the physical body and the spiritual body that needs that energy to get healed. Okay? Good luck.
Okay. And yes, we would love to see you at Lilydale, because if you're there with all those beautiful mediums and mystics there and stay there for a little while, you know, if you put yourself around a whole lot of other people that are doing what you want to do, then they can help to accelerate your training. And we know that you're very sincere, so we hope that we see you there soon. Now we have a few more moments. Is this somebody else on the line, Joyce?
Yes, we have a caller who's been waiting. So, caller, we do have just about 2.5 minutes if you'd like to have John and Tom tune in for you.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Who are we talking to?
Rosemaria.
Hi, Rosemaria. How are you tonight?
Fine, how are you?
Okay. How can we help you?
Whatever you can get on finances or a new job.
Oh, finances and a new job. Okay. You know, I'm tuning into you now. This is not mediumship. This is psychic ability, because you did ask me a psychic question, not a mediumship one. I'm actually you're supposed to be a very good communicator, okay? And you're a little bit shy, though. So my advice to you is to, and I'm serious about this, of course, to learn how to express yourself in front of a whole lot of other people. Okay, I'm in your brain, you could say, and I feel as though that you have a very creative mind, and actually you're very clairvoyant also. This may sound silly to you, but we want you to go back to the gym. Go back to the gym and keep on working out, and I'm sure that things will be fine. And thank you very much for calling. Okay, we're coming to the end.
And thank you for tuning in to another edition of Journeys of the Light with John White and our special guest, Tom Newman of Santa Fe, New Mexico. And Tom, your organization is called Teaching of the Angels, right?
It's called Teachings of the Angels, and that's the website that we have also, teachingsoftheangels.com. And again, we take the spiritual truth directly from spirit guides and teachers. And it's, you know, for anyone that's being upfront and honest with you, you know, we always are learning as students. No matter how proficient we become as teachers, there's always more and more layers and levels that we can find ourselves in, which is part of the joy of this journey. So I want to thank you all for inviting me to be a guest and for being my guest here in Santa Fe.
Okay, thank you very much, Tom. On behalf of Joyce, Tom, and myself, this is John White from Lilydale, New York, coming to you. And there's a new rooming house in Lilydale, and what is it called?
Aurora's House of Light and Joy. In fact, Susan B. Anthony used to visit there. It's at 8 Melrose Park in Lilydale.
Is that a rooming house? It's a guest house.